On July 1st, 2013, Canadian authorities foiled a plot to bomb the ceremonies marking Canada's birthday on the West Coast. Sometimes stopping a terrorist attack is easier than gaining a conviction. Victoria, Canada. Okay, for some of you out there, this is going to come across as a little strong, a little like a whiny complaint. The NOT event I want to feature today was one on which I worked from start to finish, and even one where I provided quote-unquote expert testimony at a terrorism trial. In the end, however, the original guilty verdict delivered by a jury was overturned on appeal by a judge who stated that the terrorists had been led to plant bombs in what is known as a Mr. Big operation by the police. First, some background. John Nuttall and Amanda Carotti were recovering drug addicts who converted to Islam on Canada's west coast, Vancouver to be more precise, and who developed an interest in Islamist extremism. They came to our attention at CSIS, the Canadian Security Intelligence Service, in early 2013, if memory serves me correctly, and we began to hear of all kinds of grandiose attack plans, including one at the Esquimalt Naval Base on Vancouver Island. We at CSIS advised the RCMP, the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, in the spring of that year, as we are authorized to do, and when all was said and done, the pair, inspired by the Boston Marathon pressure cooker attack, placed three of the devices on the grounds of the British Columbia Legislature in the provincial capital, Victoria, timed to detonate in the afternoon of Canada Day, July 1st. The whole operation had been infiltrated by RCMP agents, and when the couple failed to explode their bombs, they were arrested. As noted, they were charged and brought to trial, later found guilty of conspiracy to commit an act of terrorism. Upon appeal by the defense, a judge ruled that they had been entrapped and set them free. I have no idea where they are now or what they are doing. Clearly, I am biased in this regard, but I nevertheless think this was a huge miscarriage of justice. What the RCMP did, in fact, was run a counterterrorism operation perfectly, maintaining control of the situation at all times. Neither Nuttall nor Carotti had any real chance of carrying out their mission, but that did not deter their desires. They wanted to kill and maim as many Canadians as possible out celebrating our nation's birthday. What the judge failed to understand is that the couple were intent on carrying out a terrorist attack. If the RCMP, following our lead at CSIS, had not gotten hold of the operation, the two wannabe terrorists could very well have turned to someone else for assistance, or, yes, even in their ineptitude, done it themselves. Terrorists do not have to be, and in fact, seldom are, rocket scientists. This case demonstrated that Canadian legal system's immature appreciation of terrorism. We thankfully suffer rarely from this scourge, meaning that our courts have few cases on which to learn how to prosecute them. I hope this continues. I also hope that I will not have to weigh in at some point in the future when the acquitted Nuttall and Carotti get their shit together and effect an attack. I don't believe in I told you so, but I will most definitely weigh in if that tragic day comes about.
Hi, this is Phil Gursky, President and CEO of Borealis Threat and Risk Consulting in Ottawa, Canada. Thank you for listening to this episode of Today in Terrorism, where we look at what happened on this day in the past and what it means for today. I'd love to hear what you think of the content here at Borealis. You can email me at borealisrisk@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter at BorealisSaves, or on LinkedIn, or on Facebook. You can also subscribe to all my content, Today in Terrorism, Quick Hits, Perspectives, and other media by going to my website, www.borealisthreatandrisk.com, and clicking the subscribe button on the top right of the screen. You will receive all the content free of charge to your inbox on a daily basis. That's it for today. I'll talk to you again tomorrow for another episode of Today in Terrorism. Until then, stay safe.